Well, we continue with our COVID-19 coverage this morning with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center. Joining us this morning, Marty Larry, Vice President of Development and Executive Director of Baxter Regional Hospital Foundation. Also, Baxter County Judge Mickey Pendergrass, Stephanie Freeve, the Infection Preventionist, and Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley. And Marty, we'll let you start this morning with those latest statewide numbers.
Yes, good morning, Brad. In the state, we've tested 47,937. Of those, 44,656 are negative. 3,281 have been positive. Presently, we have 95 hospitalized with 23 on the vents. And unfortunately, Brad, we have 61 deaths. In Baxter County, we've tested 263. Of those, 258 are negative, and 5 have been positive. In our Baxter Regional Health System, we've tested 310, and we're so thankful that all of those have been negative.
Okay. Mickey, let's turn to you next. Of course, we had the drive-through clinic in Mountain Home yesterday. Tell us about that and how that went.
Well, it went very well. I turned that over to the OEM, the staff that we have there with the hospital and their staff, and UMS, but we have a lot of people to thank for that. So when the hospital called me last Friday and said that the UMS was coming, we were fortunate in that we had been working on a plan for a number of weeks, and all we did was kick it in the gear. We had people in place, and all we had to do was put it together. Thanks to David Stoltz, my OEM, and Tobias Pugh was here and at the hospital, and the many others that were involved, the law enforcement that was involved, we had 71 screenings or vehicles go through the test and 50 through the screening and 50 tests.
Everything went smoothly yesterday as well?
Yes, we had it laid out. We had the street department of Mountain Home laid out the street. We drove through and had no problems that I heard reported.
Very good.
Had lots of volunteers and people prepared to work. And matter of fact, Jennifer Hunt, who was the head of the UAMS staff, said that that was the best organized activity. And I said, that's just the way we roll in Baxter County. We have it done. We have it lined up. We have it ready to go. We knew they were going to be impressed when they got here, and they left impressed.
Very good. Now, Stephanie, I want to ask you, has there been a testing challenge that's getting them completed from the labs using that 48-hour window for hospitals returning to elective surgeries this week?
Yeah, I think for most facilities, they probably are experiencing challenges with that 48-hour window, especially when you have to take into account sending labs out, and it has to take time to get to the facility before it can even be tested. But luckily, here at Baxter Regional Medical Center, we have the in-house testing, and so we've been very fortunate and able to do that with all of our procedures and surgeries that we've had to test. But, of course, that in-house testing capability is limited, so we are looking for backup for a facility that we can send it out to, a lab that we can send it to where we can get a 48-hour turnaround time.
All right. Well, anything else we need to mention this morning?
Well, Brad, this is Barney. We're going to have a beautiful weekend, and that means people are going to want to get out. So we just want to encourage everyone. We've been very blessed in Baxter County to have very few positive. So this weekend, remember, wash your hands, tremendous social distancing, and that's very important. And so we just want to get through this weekend with no more cases. And I just want to reiterate, I want to thank Judge for his leadership and testing yesterday. It was a magnificent day, and it does show what kind of community we have to pull an event like this off.
You bet. All right. Hey, guys, thank you so much for the time this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Again, Barney Larry, Mickey Pendergrass, Stephanie Freed, Tobias Pugsley this morning from BRMC.